Hines' announcement makes him the first Democrat to officially say he wants to finish the rest of Gabrielle Giffords' third congressional term. He says he's similar to her politically.
Moving forward, I believe the best thing that we can do is to honor her strength and conviction and her leadership by getting somebody quickly, because we don't have much time, into that seat who is going to carry forward in the tradition of moderate, bipartisan, common sense governance that she did so well for Southern Arizona.
Hines says he isn't sure whether he'll resign his state House seat during the campaign. He says he's balanced his work as a doctor at Tucson Medical Center with his job at the legislature. That, he says, puts him in a good position to manage a legislative term and a special congressional election at the same time. Hines says he'll run for a full term in the fall in the new congressional district too as well. But he admits he'd leave the spring special election race if Giffords' district director, Ron Barber, decided to run to finish the current term.
I truly can think of no better person to do that than Ron, and I would be very supportive of him. In fact, I would even direct my staff to gather signatures for him in the special election, at which point I would then divert my focus to the August 30th primary.
Republican State Senator Frank Antonori entered the race last week, and other potential candidates have indicated they'll make a decision soon. If they do, they'll have less than a month to gather signatures to qualify for the ballot. Governor Jan Brewer called the special April primary election to fill the remainder of the term after Giffords resigned last week. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.